It is December 6, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. I think this whole Sam Bankman-Fried, quote, against the advice of my lawyers, I am doing this two-hour interview with you, unquote, is a bunch of baloney. It is part of a larger defense strategy. He is the target of multiple investigations, including probably some at potential money laundering. It would be in his best interest to stay silent, as most lawyers would tell him, and even Bernie Madoff's lawyer told him. So why does he keep showing up doing interviews? The latest one with the Block's Frank Shapiro? The reason is because it's part of a strategy. I say that he is not ignoring the advice of counsel, but using the premise of ignoring sound legal advice as a way to garner more lengthy media interviews where he can peddle his distorted version of the FTX debacle. He is taking the advice of counsel, the best counsel that a boy could have, that of his parents. His father, Stanford law professor Joseph Bankman, has canceled his classes for the spring semester, according to a story in the San Francisco Standard. No doubt that is to be able to help his son with his approaching legal problems. His mother, Barbara Helen Fried, is a lawyer who is currently the William W. and Gertrude H. Saunder Professor of Law at Stanford Law School. So my premise is that you don't grow up in a house with two lawyers slash law professors and not take the advice of counsel. Instead, you take the advice of the counsel that you trust the most, your parents. And the advice they are probably giving him is to be yourself. Don't act guilty. Blame it on incompetence and inexperience and hope to influence potential juries. Sam also likes the limelight, which his parents must know, so this is a media campaign that is both strategic and practical. Facebook is threatening to remove news from its U.S. platform in response to a proposed law that would force firms like Meta to pay publishers for content. Cboe yesterday announced November trading volumes with some record numbers. Total U.S. options volume reached an all-time high with 313.4 million contracts traded across all four Cboe U.S. options exchanges, the fourth consecutive record month. Total volume in mini S&P 500 index SPX options surpassed 1.3 million contracts in November, with an average daily volume of 66,000 contracts. Cboe Bids Canada set a new monthly record volume of 28.2 million shares, representing an ADV of 1.3 million shares, and surpassed the previous record of 23.2 million shares in June 2022. Cboe's global FX spot full amount ADV reached a new all-time monthly high of $15 billion. Cboe Europe equities had an overall market share of 24.7% in November, making it Europe's largest stock exchange for the fifth consecutive month. At the startup Cboe Europe Derivatives, it traded 2,688 contracts, a record monthly figure, and beating the previous high of 2,464 contracts in March of 2022. Cboe Clear Europe, Cboe's pan-European clearinghouse, cleared a record 7 million trades on Euronext Stock Exchange in Amsterdam, Brussels, Paris, and Lisbon under the preferred clearing model, beating the previous high of 6.5 million trades cleared in September 2022. We missed this news, but the Financial Times reported that it appointed Brooke Masters as U.S. financial editor in New York, where she will oversee the news organization's coverage of the financial service industry in the world's financial capital. The Task Force on Nature-Related Financial Disclosures, TNFD, will host several in-person and hybrid events during COP15 in Montreal. Discussions will center around data tools relevant to energy and utilities, marine biomes, agriculture, and food sectors, forestry and construction, and mining and extractives. An extended session, December 15th, will feature senior executives from the leading regulator standards organizations and framework developers discussing the latest developments in metrics and disclosures. You can view the agenda and register with a link in today's newsletters. All events are hosted at the Humanity Hotel and are available in hybrid format. Sally Duros reported. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Our MarketsWiki education short of the day is Richard Rosenblatt. Choose an industry with a future. In this video from MarketsWiki Education World of Opportunity event in New York, Richard Rosenblatt, then CEO of Rosenblatt Securities, explains how to choose a career with a solid future. Rosenblatt considers himself an institutional execution expert, but when the market crashed in 1987, he had to get creative. At the end of the day, you have to follow your smile and do what you enjoy. The person that loves what they do will win every time. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from CoinDesk. Introducing Consensus Magazine, putting Web3 in perspective. As of today, CoinDesk's digital magazine, formerly known as Layer 2, will be renamed Consensus Magazine. Last December, we launched Layer 2 as a venue to explore crypto, blockchain, and Web3 big themes, the reinvention of money, the decentralization of the internet, the reordering of organizations around trustless collaboration, to name a few. We called it Layer 2, normally used to describe supplements to a blockchain's base layer, because we conceived it as a second layer to what we were doing in a newsroom. CoinDesk has long been a leading source of crypto news. Layer 2 aimed to build on the daily headlines, supplying context, explanation, and opinion and investigation. My comment, smart move by CoinDesk to increase the brand awareness for their Consensus conference. Here's a story from CNBC. Jim Cramer urges investors to exit crypto. Quote, it's never too late to sell. CNBC's Jim Cramer on Monday told investors that they still have time to sell their cryptocurrency holdings. You can't just beat yourself up and say, hey, it's too late to sell. The truth is, it's never too late to sell an awful position, and that's what you have if you own these so-called digital assets, he said. The collapse of FTX, the bankrupt cryptocurrency exchange that was worth $32 billion at its peak, has thrown the crypto space under intense scrutiny and spurred mounting losses in a market that has seen digital assets get pummeled by the Federal Reserve's interest rate hikes. My comment. Cramer is stuck on his sell, sell, sell button. Here's a story from Bloomberg. One of the most troubling problems of our time is why intellectual progress is stalling. Governments and corporations throw vast resources at knowledge creation, and yet intellectual breakthroughs are getting rarer and innovations punier. At a 2011 study on U.S. data on creativity and originality came to a devastating conclusion. The results indicate creative thinking is declining over time among Americans of all ages, especially in kindergarten through third grade. The decline is steady and persistent. My comment. Sounds like the old days when geniuses would find benefactors. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our most read story Monday was The Wall Street Journal, How to Start Regulating the Crypto Markets Immediately. Second was from CoinDesk via Yahoo Finance, Misfortune Favors the Crypto Mouthpiece. Third was The Wall Street Journal story, Couples Who Combine Finances Are Happier, So Why Don't More Do It? Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, from the FIA. FIA launches ETD Tracker, new online tool displays data on the trading of exchange-traded derivatives. FIA today announced the release of the FIA ETD Tracker, a new tool on its website that provides insights on trends in the trading of futures and options on exchanges worldwide. The ETD Tracker consists of interactive visualizations that allows users to view monthly data on volume and open interest. The visualizations include filters based on data, region, and jurisdiction, as well as asset group and type of product, which allows users to focus on particular segments of the global exchange-traded derivatives markets. The next story is from Bloomberg. The headline, ex-Deutsche Bank trader builds $6 billion fortune on trading boom. Alex Gerko's London-based quant trading firm has benefited from market swings, paying out almost $1.6 billion in dividends so far this year. The low interest rates and government stimulus that drove Wall Street's record trading profits during the pandemic may have faded, but volatility remains high, and that's creating enormous fortunes. One beneficiary has been Alex Gerko, the founder of quantitative trading firm XTX Markets. His London-based company handles almost $300 billion in daily volume across equities, commodities, currencies, and fixed income. It paid out a dividend of almost £1.3 billion, or $1.6 billion in March, more than triple the amount from a year earlier, according to accounts filed with Companies House. And here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, business is caught in political crossfire of ESG disputes. Kind actions by companies face harsh legal jeopardy. America is tied up in legal knots over investing based on environmental, social, and governance factors. While European governments have set formal targets for diverse boards and legislated standards for funds that seek to fight climate change, U.S. politicians and regulators are busy engaging in political combat over basic principles involving in abiding by ESG criteria. Companies, investors, and asset managers now find themselves in legal jeopardy from several directions, making it hard to come up with a coherent strategy or workable business plan. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.